It's 8 o'clock.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to Van Cristo Radio Theater, featuring vintage radio drama.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
And be sure to stay tuned to tonight's program for the Radio Buff Contest and a special record announcement.
Tonight, Gangbusters presents the case of the Bandit Brothers, who rode a crooked trail of death and robbery over the plains until vigilant and fast-shooting Western peace officers straightened them out.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Homer Casey, former sheriff of McLennan County, Texas, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
Thank you, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Let's start tonight's case in a small town in the ranch country of Colorado a few years ago. It was late on a Saturday night, and most of the ranch hands in for entertainment had headed home. But in front of a small house just off the square, a man dressed in boots and Levi's leaned against a streetlight smoking a cigarette. Finally, he threw the cigarette into the street and walked up the front porch.
Waiting all night. Come on, will you?
Yes, who is it?
Me, Randall. Open up.
Oh, okay. He ain't here. How many times do I have to tell you?
But where is he?
How should I know where he is?
He said he was coming here.
Listen, what your brother says and what he does are two different things. You ought to know that by now.
Okay, if you see Obie, tell him I went back to Turr's cabin. I went back to get some sleep.
If I see him, I'll tell him.
Good night. Don't forget, it's important.
Good night.
Who was it, Randall again?
Yeah, it was Randall again.
Why didn't he go home to sleep?
That's where I sent him.
Some brother I got me. Follows me around like a beagle dog.
Let's forget about your brother. Huh, Obie?
Sure, baby.
Come on, sit down.
Sure, baby.
Nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
Give me a kiss, Obie.
How about it, May? Suppose we forget Randall, you and me. We're starting traveling right now.
No, honey, that wouldn't be any good.
Why wouldn't it? It'd be swell.
Oh, you wouldn't want me to get mixed up in your business now, would you? You wouldn't want to get to... involved in anything?
No, no. I guess it wouldn't. Wouldn't be fair.
So, like I was saying, you just go out with Randall and do what you have to do. I'll be sitting and waiting for you to come back. There's nothing else for me to do. Just sit and wait.
Oh, no. It ain't that bad, May. This ain't such a bad time.
What's good about it?
Well, I got an idea.
What, honey?
Home. How'd you like to go back to Texas? You'd have plenty to do there.
You mean you'd send me?
Sure, I'd send you. Take a little visit, you come back here to Colorado, and everything's okay.
Oh, but visits take money.
Well, I got money.
And I need money for clothes and everything. If I'm going to visit home, I got to have good clothes.
Well, you got pretty good clothes, haven't you?
Yeah, but, you know, there's all kind of expenses.
How much do you think you'll need, May?
Oh, I don't know, honey, 500 or 600.
Well, we're kind of low ourselves right now. Randall and me, we only have about 400 altogether. We ain't been out on the job in a couple of weeks.
Well, I guess 400 will have to do.
But May, I...
All right. It's perfectly all right, honey. I'm sure I can get by on 400. That is, if it's okay with Randall.
Look, we don't have to worry none about Randall. I carry the money. I always have.
Oh, baby. You're a darling. A real darling.
Yeah?
Telephone.
In the booth there.
Who is it?
Long distance. Colorado. Some town out there.
Okay. Colorado. If she... Hello?
Frank, darling?
I thought I told you not to waste any more dough on long distance calls, May.
Frank, honey, I'm coming back. I'll be there in Waco the day after tomorrow.
Hey, now, let's get something straight, baby. If I gotta pay your way, you stay up there.
Oh, I got my way paid all right and plenty to spare.
Yeah? Who's the chump?
A guy named Kobe Thronberry. Will you meet me at the train, honey?
You know where to find me. I'll see you when you get in.
Oh, please.
I said I'll see you when you get here.
All right, honey. I love you.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, but every cent you got to give her.
Will you shut up about it, Randall?
Half of it was my dough. You could have thought of that.
Listen, brother, no, brother. I'd just as soon throw you out of this car as look at you.
Okay. And to top it off, we got to put our guns in soak to buy gasoline.
I told you to shut up.
Well, okay. What happens now? We got no money. We got no guns. What happens?
I'll tell you what happens.
Yeah, you tell me.
I heard some talk about an old sheep herder that lives out there near Hayden.
What do we want with a sheep herd?
He gets good pay every month. He ain't spent a cent of it in years. He must have a couple of thousand around his shack.
Just where'd you hear all this?
I heard it. And he's got guns.
Well, that's something we can use, all right. How'd you figure on handling
it? Easy enough. We start out friendly. We ask if he knows of any work around.
Uh-huh. How much money you say he's got?
A couple of thousand.
Okay. Now, listen. I want my half plus the 200 of mine you gave to May.
We'll see.
We'll see nothing. I get it or nothing do
it. Now, listen, Rand. You get what I want to give you. You understand that?
I get what's mine.
In a minute, I'll stop the car and let you know what is yours.
Okay, go on. Find a sheep herd. Talk about it later.
Our car's kind of heated over. We were wondering if you could spare some water from your well.
Yeah, help yourself.
The only thing is, we ain't got a thing to carry the water in.
Ain't, huh?
Nope.
Well, there's a bucket inside you can use. Come ahead.
Let's blind.
Well, go on in, stranger.
Yeah, thanks.
There's the bucket hanging.
Okay, I'll get it.
You boys from around here?
No, we're Texans.
No, Texans.
Yeah, we're looking for work.
You won't find much work in this part of Colorado.
You don't know any of your friends can use a couple of hands.
Sheepmen don't have no friends. Rather, a sheepman don't want no friends. Well, you got your bucket, get your water, and don't forget to bring the bucket back.
Yeah, we'll bring it back. Thanks.
Grab him.
Hey, what? I got
him. Turn me loose.
Shut up, old man.
Rotten good-for-nothing prairie dog.
Shut up.
Now, you shut up. All right, listen to me, old man. Where's your money?
You got no money.
You got thousands.
Let me go.
Hold still. Where's your money?
I got no money except what's in my pocket.
Well, let's see what's in your pocket.
You stay out of there.
I told you to hold still.
Ah, here it is.
How much? How much is it?
$20. $40. Where do you keep it, old man?
That's all I got.
Set him down over there.
Come on, old man. Come on.
Turn me loose. You turn me loose, will you?
Now, sit down.
There's some rope over there. Get it.
Yeah, okay. I'll get the rope.
Now, listen to me, old man. Where's your money?
You got it.
The real money. Where'd you hide it?
I ain't got the more.
Oh, you ain't.
This rope you wanted? Hey, what do you want to knock him out for?
Don't ask me questions. Get him tied up. And we get what we came for.
Map says stay on 40 and it takes us right into Salt Lake, Obi.
I don't think I want to go to no Utah.
No? Where do you want to go?
Back to tourist camp.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Might be a wire there from May saying whether she got home okay.
She got home okay. She could get any place on $400.
We're going back to the tourist camp, Randall.
Honest. If we tie up that old man and leave him to die, we'll get $40 and an old rifle. You got to see if there's a telegram, and the thing we should be doing is getting out of Colorado as fast as we can.
We'll get out. Don't you worry about it.
What else is there to worry about?
Now, listen, Randall, I told you not to give me no trouble. Now, don't.
How could I give you any more trouble than we got? Go on, get your telegram. Then let's get out of this state while we still can.
Well, gangbusters listeners, these brutal killers, the Thronberry brothers, felt secure
on the assumption that they left no clues for the authorities. But when they left their victim to die, the most important clue of all, they took with them.
This is the Muse. Think about it. The Muse composes and plays music for you. Instantly. Limitlessly. Think about it. The Muse is a computer. A portable computer about the size of a small TV set. You don't have to know about computers to play. You don't even have to be a musician. You just have to need a new adventure, a new experience and self-expression. Most of the music you'll make with the Muse has never been made before, until you. Some of the pieces you'll compose will be 30 years long. 30 years. The Muse costs $300. It's available only at Audiolab. The Muse. Think about it.
The Muse is a product of Triadex Incorporated, the computers for people people. Experience the Muse now at Audiolab Cambridge, 16 Elliott Street, Harvard Square.
Now back to Gangbusters.
Here again is the narrator of tonight's case, Sheriff Homer Casey of Waco, Texas.
As I was saying, Obie and Randall Thronberry killed and robbed a helpless sheepherder in Rout County, Colorado. By the time the crime was discovered and the alarm spread, the two killers had left the state of Colorado and crossed into Wyoming, where they appeared in the town of Rawlins. The two brothers had parked their car in front of a hardware store and were walking to the door carrying an old rifle.
We ain't far enough away, Obie. Wyoming's not near far enough.
What are you scared of?
What do you think? Shouldn't have wasted all that time going back to get a wire that wasn't there.
Now don't give me no more headaches. I got enough. Go on in.
Okay. Gotta wait a while.
Morning, fellas.
Howdy.
Can I get you something?
Yeah, we,
I'll tell them. We want some cartridges this here rifle. 3 or 4 dozen.
What caliber?
It's a .32-40, I think.
You think?
Yeah, we just bought it. Off an oil man out near Saratoga.
Uh-huh. What make rifle is that?
Winchester. Let him see you, Randall.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I can get you something to fit it. Hey, this is an old-timer. How do you like that homemade sight? Couldn't have paid too much for this rifle.
No, not too much. Well, can you fit it with cartridges, or do we have to go someplace else, huh?
No, you don't have to go anyplace else. Yeah. All right, the two of you, get your hands in the air.
Hey.
Get them up.
What's this all about?
I'll tell you what it's all about. I'm a deputy sheriff of this county.
So what have we done?
Just keep those hands up.
Okay.
I saw a report this morning of a killing over in Colorado. They found an old sheep herder murdered. And this rifle answers the description of the one he owned. You two are going to spend a little time in the county jail till we find out for sure.
Now, look,
just
master.
Keep them up. Now, both of you march out that front door. Go on, march.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, that rifle was identified as the one taken from the murdered man. Obie and Randall Thronberry were charged with murder and taken from Wyoming to the Rout County, Colorado jail in the basement of the county courthouse at Steamboat Springs. A few weeks later, while they were waiting their trial, the two brothers were in their cell. Randall on his cot was reading a magazine as Obie walked over to him.
Randall.
What?
Give me that magazine.
I'm reading it, can't you see?
You had it long enough. Give it here.
Listen, I had enough of your bossing around. You see where it landed, don't you?
I want that magazine.
Why don't you go read the letter you didn't get from me?
That's enough, Randall.
Sure, we're in jail. They're going to try us for murder. She sent us the money because we're in trouble.
She didn't get my letter.
She got it all right. She's nothing but a rotten little...
Okay, Randall, you asked for it.
Get your dirty hands off
you
me.
You asked for it.
Lay off.
I'll show you.
Get away from me, Obie. Get away.
Oh. Hello, Sheriff Parker.
Matter? Can't you two get along?
Well, we get along all right.
I want to be moved out of here, Sheriff. Put me someplace else.
Well, we're all right, Sheriff. Just a little family argument.
Now, listen, Obie.
Everything'll be okay. Believe me, Sheriff.
Okay, boys. Don't give me any more trouble.
We won't, Sheriff.
What's your idea, Obie?
Now, listen. Whatever's between us, we can settle later. Just figured out how we can get out of here.
Yeah? How?
We start a big fight. The sheriff will come in to break it up. I'll grab him. You slug him.
Yeah, but how we get outside?
The two deputies are gone out on a call. I heard them leave. The sheriff's all by himself. All right?
Yeah, guess so.
Then let's go. Give me that magazine.
Lay off! Lay off me, will you?
Give it to me. Come on, give it here.
Lay off, Obie.
I'm going to kill you.
He's just trying.
Let me loose.
I'll show you. Hey, Hoo. Okay. Break it up. Let's turn him loose. Dump him, Obie. Fight.
What are you doing?
Let's go.
Again.
Hit him again.
Yeah.
He's out. That's the
three's
car keys. Got a .45 automatic.
Good. And some money. Here's a roll of money.
Yeah, and his car keys.
Let's get a move on. Now, wait a minute.
Come on, if we're going.
Those deputies won't be back for a while. We lock him in.
Lock it with a key.
No need to. Snap lock. Go on. Usually parks his car right out in the yard there.
Okay. But listen, Obie.
What?
We ain't going to Texas.
What's the matter with Texas?
Because if you go to see May, we'll wind up right back here in a jailhouse.
Texas is an awful big place. We'll settle it later. Let's get out of here first. Come on.
Nothing to it. We got a fast car. We got good guns. We walk in and take their money, and then we head back toward Dallas.
We ought to head out of Texas. I didn't want to come back to Texas in the first place.
Well, we're here.
You know, I begin to think something.
What?
You didn't drag me down this way to pull no job at all. You drug me down here so you could see May.
Okay. I drug you down here so I could see May. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to get this settled right now.
You bet we are. Go on, get out.
Obie, take that gun off.
Get out.
Look, I'm your brother.
I could still spit on you. Get out, you yellow-livered little punk. Get out.
Yeah. Well, listen, Obie. You wouldn't kill me.
Wouldn't I?
You need me. You need two to work the way we've been working.
I'm sick. Sick of your yapping. Go on, walk.
Yeah, but you need me, Obie.
That's what you think. I'm going to the town of West. Jack Bush is just itching for the chance to join up with me. Now, walk.
Listen, Obie.
Walk. Straight into them woods.
Obie,
shut up.
You give me a chance, won't you? You wouldn't kill your own brother without a chance.
Okay, you got a chance. Start running.
Obie.
Start running before I change my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yellow-livered punk. Brothers, huh?
Answer that, will you, May?
Sure, Frank. Right away. Hello?
May?
Yeah. Who's this?
It's Obie.
Obie?
Yeah, baby. Did you hear about me breaking out?
Yeah, I heard.
I got a surprise for you. I'm back in Texas. I'm right here in Waco.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about me coming over?
No, you better not do that. I think the police are watching the place.
Uh-oh. Where can I meet you?
Look, you know that chili parlor over in West?
Yeah, I know it.
Well, we'll make it there. How 3 o'clock?
Okay, I'll be there. I missed you awful, baby. When you didn't answer my letter from the jail...
Listen, Obie. Better not talk on the phone too long.
Yeah, honey. 3 o'clock in West. Goodbye.
Who is that on the phone, May?
Nobody, Frank, honey. Just for me.
Well, don't keep the phone tied up all day. I got important calls coming through.
All right, honey, I won't. Sheriff's Department, Waco. Operator, Waco 471, please. And hurry.
Sheriff's Department, Waco. Sheriff Casey speaking.
Look, you want a tip?
What kind of a tip?
You ever hear of Obie Thronberry?
You'll have to speak up louder, lady.
I can't talk any louder. Obie Thronberry They want him in Colorado for a killing.
What about him?
He's going to be in West, 3 o'clock, at that chili parlor. Ellis's.
Who is this talking?
Never mind who. I did you a favor. Ain't that enough? Well, that's that.
We'll return for the finale of tonight's exciting episode of Gangbusters in just a few moments. But right now, how'd you like to be able to turn on some of the great moments in radio whenever you chose? Moments like this.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Yes, sir, one of the most famous characters from the golden days of radio. Or perhaps if you were turned on by some of the music of the past, you might enjoy listening to this fellow.
Linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight.
The Vagabond Lover, as he was called, Rudy Valley. There are so many great moments in radio available to you through a special collection of records that Van Christo is offering for the special price of just $3.98 each. You can choose from Great Moments in Radio in 2 volumes. Jack Benny is your narrator in some of the marvelous times that were spent by families all over America before their radios are recreated in actualities on these recordings. Also, you can pick up W.C. Fields on radio with Charlie McCarthy, some of the funniest moments that ever happened on the air. And there's a wonderful collection of old-time radio which features such great moments as the Rudy Valley song to which you were listening. Any of these 4 recordings are available to you at $3.98 each, or all 4 of them that you like at the special price of just $3.98. So send your check or money order in the amount necessary, $3.98 for each recording, and specify which recording, or all of them if you like, to Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116. Remember to specify which recordings you want, or all 4 if you choose. They are Great Moments in Radio, Volumes 1 and 2, with Jack Benny narrating, W.C. Fields on radio with Charlie McCarthy, and Old Time Radio. Any one of the 4 at $3.98 each, or all 4 if you like, again at $3.98 each. Send your check or money order to Van Christo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston 02116.
Now back to Gangbusters.
Casey, I ain't seen you in the cafe for some time. And Deputy Owen?
How are you, Mr. Ellis?
Mr. Ellis?
Yeah, fine, fine. How about you two sitting down for a nice lunch? Nettie's cooked up some of her awful good chili today.
Well, we don't have time today, Mr. Ellis. See, we're looking for a fellow. He's supposed to come in here at 3 o'clock.
Oh?
We'd like to sit in the kitchen until he walks in.
Why, sure, fellas. Is it anybody I know?
No, I don't think so. This is a guy from out of the state. A guy named Obie Thronberry.
Did you say Obie?
That's right.
There was a fellow in here a while ago.
Huh?
He asked could he use the phone to call Waco, and I said sure. I heard him say his name was Obie.
That's so?
He rushed out of here, was mad as a Brahma bull.
Is this a picture of that man?
Why, yeah, Sheriff. That's him.
He rushed out of here mad, huh?
That's right. Said he had a date for later. He wanted to use the phone to call his girl to ask her to come earlier. I think he called her and got a man on the phone.
How long ago?
Oh, not 15 minutes back.
Which way to go, do you know?
No, he didn't. Hey, his car was parked right out in front.
What make was it?
Pontiac, I think. Yeah, a maroon Pontiac with Oklahoma plates.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Ellis. Owen.
Yes, Sheriff?
Get the car started. I'll phone in a radio alarm, then we'll take out after it.
Sure thing.
Don't look too good, Mart. He might have taken out the other way.
Well, maybe one of the state highway patrol cars will spot him up the line.
Maybe. But I'd sure like...
Sheriff.
Yeah, I see him.
That's the car, all right.
Yeah, Oklahoma plates and everything. I'll try to get up to him.
That won't be hard.
He's all alone. I'll give him the siren.
Why not hold it a few seconds, Sheriff? He's still might be able to pull away from it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give him the siren now.
Picking it up.
We'll stay right with him.
Might be too fast for us.
I'll keep on top of him. You try a shot. Try again. You got him. He's going in the ditch. Hold on. Come on.
Watch him. He's got a gun.
Yeah. Drop that gun there.
It's dropped.
Let's get him.
Okay, I'm all shut up.
Take it easy. You'll be more shut up. It's just his hand, Sheriff.
I tell you, I'm all shut up. I'm dying.
You're not dying, Thornberry. Not yet. Come on now. Get out of the car.
Yeah. All right.
We got to get you in shape for that nice long trip you're going to take. That trip all the way back to Colorado. Now go on. Walk to the car.
Didn't you hear the sheriff? He said walk.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, that was how the killer, Obie Thornberry, was apprehended. His brother, Randall, was arrested by FBI agents later on a farm where he'd gone to hide. Each of these murderers is now serving a term of 43 years imprisonment at the Colorado State Penitentiary in Canyon City.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Homer Casey, for this case history. And Gangbusters, congratulations to all the law enforcement officers who participated in putting these notorious Thornberry brothers behind bars.
It's time now for our Radio Buff Contest of the Week. Each week following our presentation of Gangbusters on the Van Cristo Radio Theater, we hold a special Radio Buff Contest. The winner receives a copy of Orson Welles' famous production of The War of the Worlds. And last week, we asked you a question about the straight man working with W.C. Fields in an excerpt from A Great Moment in Radio that we played for you. That was none other than Don Ameche. And our winner was Mr. Walter Curley of Border Road in Natick, who will soon be receiving his copy of Orson Welles' famous production of The War of the Worlds. Congratulations, Mr. Curley. Now, you may be the winner of a copy of this famous production, so listen carefully to tonight's Radio Buff Contest. We want you to listen closely to this theme music which we're going to play. It introduced a daily radio drama dealing with the medical and marital adventures of an attractive young woman and her adopted son. Anne Shepherd starred in the title role. Please identify either the show or this music. Either the name of that music or the name of the show for which it served as a theme, a show starring Anne Shepherd in the title role. Mail your answer before this Tuesday midnight to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. One winner will be drawn from all correct entries. The judge's decision is final, so mail your answer now to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. 116.
Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweet, with Ralph Bell and Art Carney in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
And it comes to you every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Van Cristo Radio Theater on WCRB.